This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is Halloween, of course, which means the holiday shopping season started, a good couple of weeks ago, probably, right? All those sales that retailers are hoping to make are going to require a lot of manpower, an estimated 700,000 seasonal workers this year. So how exactly do you recruit, hire, and train that many people in such a short period of time? Nova Sappho has some experience.
Just a few hours before I got this assignment, I got an email from CareerBuilder. It said, and I'm not making this up, I might be a terrific fit as a FedEx package handler.
Yes, we are casting a wide net.
That's Bonnie Harrison, a spokesperson for FedEx.
How am I qualified to be a FedEx package handler?
I'm sure that you would be qualified to do something like that.
She also points out that I'm in Chicago, where they need a lot of people.
What we've seen on a national level is retailers really using their recruiting efforts by email and even leveraging their own social media channels.
Ellen Davis is with the National Retail Federation. She says once the applications come in, then the process shifts.
And what you then start to see happening is on a local level, managers will collect applications, go through them, interview and hire candidates.
It's a divide-and-conquer strategy. If you have to hire lots of people at once, empower local managers to hire a few each. John Challenger of the Chicago-based job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says that means a lot of seasonal workers are getting hired the old-fashioned way.
Meeting the person who's going to make the decision, in this case it's often the store manager, is critical.
But for those big hiring drives like FedEx this holiday season, Challenger says it's still mostly about matching up past experience. And given that, maybe it remains an open question why FedEx reached out to me. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.